Okay, if a misery happens, who is actually responsible?
Yeah.
Suppose, you know, there's a thief who has robbed a bank. And then the police come and arrest the person. And that person is tried in court and put in jail. Now that person's going, the thief's going into jail has three causes. First is the thief's own robbery. The second is the police arresting the person. And the third is the judge sentencing the person. Now, all three are causes. So, the thief is like the soul, the police is like material nature, and Krishna is like the judge. So, all three are involved. The Jiva, Ishwara, and Prakriti are all involved in the causal chain by which certain reactions come to us. So, now, the police would not have arrested the person and the court would not have sentenced the person if that person had not robbed a bank. So, in that sense, the person's robbery is the primary cause. It is the initiating cause, without which nothing else could have happened. So, like that, when it comes to taking responsibility for any wrongdoing for any bad thing that happens to us, we have to know that it is my own bad karma which is bringing the consequence. So, this is a different context. And when Krishna talks about prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya ahankara vimudatma that only the deluded thinks all things of themselves as a doer. He's talking in an entirely different context. There, he's talking not so much of assigning karmic responsibility, he's talking more in terms of taking credit for one's actions. He's talking about, oh Arjuna, if you think that you know you are going to win this war or your fighting is going to not fighting is going to avoid this war, that is not the right thing. The war is going to happen. And you will simply be impelled by the moods to do what you like. So, to do what is according to your swabhava. So, in that sense, you are not free. If we see, at one level, kartaham iti manyate says, that to think of yourself as a doer is an illusion. But in the same Gita at the end, what does Krishna tell Arjuna in 18.63? Vimrishyaita dasheshina yathechisita kuru. Deliberate and decide what you want to do. Then do. And what does Arjuna also say? Karishye vachanam tava. I will do your will. That means he also is talking about doer over there. So that means there are two different things. One is with respect to, so the main illusion is not to think that we are the doers. The main illusion is to think that I am the only doer. So when I am taking credit for things, if Arjuna thinks that, oh, I am winning this war, that is an illusion. So from that point of view, to think, tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuya pashyatya kutabuddhitvam nasa pashyati durmati. In 18.16, Krishna says, therefore, atmanam kevalam tuya. One who thinks that I am the sole doer, that person is an illusion. So, the two are different contexts with respect to thinking about. So, the whole focus of the Bhagavad Gita is that we should do our duty, irrespective of whether we get the result or not. So, Arjuna, whatever be the result, you know, whether you lose, you win, your relatives die, your relatives do, Arjuna, know that you have to do your part. And if you think that you are causing all these things to happen, then that is an illusion. So the Gita's context is different. Gita is not primarily analyzing karmic reactions. It is analyzing karmic choices. It is not analyzing what is happening to me and why it is happening to me. It is analyzing what I should be doing. So that's why we cannot mix the two frames of analysis. Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam.